Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome, it's Frankie Boyer. Glad you're with us today on Biz Talk Radio. And joining me for my first guest right here today is a leading authority on growing businesses, delivering personal transformation and development, peak performance. And his name is Royston Guest. And Royston, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Frankie, it's great to be with you.
So you're the author of Built to Grow. And, you know, I was just at my natural product show in Anaheim, California, called Expo West. This show went from just a very small entity to, it was just sold for $1.4 or $1.5 billion. And in 20 years, 25 years, you know, you just can't even imagine a trade show and a company that went from a small little place in New Hope, Pennsylvania, to where it is today. So tell us a little bit about how these things happen. What's the most successful way to build and grow your business, Royston?
So, great question. I mean, the starting point is a compelling vision from the entrepreneur, the leader, the business owner about what they're trying to create. And the starting point is not being focused on building a business to make money. That is absolutely the wrong reason to set up a business. The focus of the business has got to be to make a difference, to fulfill a gap in the marketplace that doesn't exist, or to look at a marketplace and think about customers who are not being served in the way that they deserve to be served and how you can be disruptive in that marketplace. So absolutely the starting point is a entrepreneur, a leader with a vision for an opportunity that they can see and seize in the marketplace. So that's the absolute starting point, Frankie. We've had Metro Bank that's come across to the UK. Founder was American. And they saw in the UK, it's the first bank to be granted a new banking license in the UK for 152 years. It's a mature market, but they saw an opportunity, Vernon Hills, to create something that was different and fulfill a need that customers had.
Yes. Yes. So when you put this book together, what were you looking for in the businesses and the stories that you wanted to put in the book?
So if you look at the stories that's in the book, our most important work is how we can help business leaders translate that vision into action. And if you look at the case studies in the book, whether it's McDonald's, whether it's Lego, and everybody said to me, Royston, Lego is an interesting case study to use. But there's some amazing statistic that, everybody in the world will have owned Lego at some point in their lives.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's why we chose Lego, because it's a universal case study. And even today, Frankie, when you think about all the toys on the marketplace and the advancements in technology with PlayStations and so forth, you know, at Christmas 2016-17, Lego was still the number one best-selling toy on a global basis.
Why? I mean, I know why. Because when I was a child, there was this opportunity to create, and you know, they were not as sophisticated as the Legos are today, obviously, but it was connecting, and it's so interesting that a toy that connects has become so huge, and that's what people are longing for, is a connection in life. I just find the juxtaposition of that so amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and the world is more connected than it's ever been, Frankie. The question is, are people really connecting? And I think there's a big difference between those two things. So when you think about Lego, even with the advancements, what it's done is it's given the opportunity for kids and adults, because when you look at the marketplace for Lego, it's as big with adults as it is with actual children. That it's that creativity, it's that free spirit, it's your ability to build and take your imagination wherever it is that you want it to go. You know, and it, the multiple platforms that it plays on now, in terms of, you know, the theme parks that they've created, the Lego movies, you know, so they've really, and the key word that comes to mind for me, Frankie, is relevance. And for
relevance,
any business today, it's all about how you maintain and build your relevance in the marketplace. And I think that's a question that every business leader, every entrepreneur, every business owner should be asking every single day. How relevant are we for our customers that we want to serve today and also in the future?
So is this international as well, in your opinion? It transcends both sides all sides of the world.
Yeah, the universal principles of business growth that are jam-packed and built to grow, it doesn't matter whether we are in America, whether it's Asia, whether it's Europe, the principles of business growth are global. And yes, there are, you know, your economic environments within, you know, your countries that you're operating within, which obviously influence your ability to be able to scale a business. But the principles are universal, irrelevant of whether you are, you know, business to business or business to consumer, a traditional bricks and mortar business, or whether you are an online business. The principles are the same. It's about how you take the principles of Built to Grow and how you apply them to your own unique situation.
So, I mean, where do you see Lego going at this point? They've just saturated the market. They're everywhere. Lego stores and as you say, theme parks. What's next for them? How do they stay on top?
And the challenge staying on top is by asking that relevance question every single day. So, you know, at Christmas there was the Lego movie was on, and there was a new store opening in London, which was their flagship Oxford store. And the whole movie went through one of the new innovations that they've created. They've created photo booths. And it's almost like, you know, if you need your passport photo, you go into the booth and it'll take three photos of you. Well, they've got this booth in the Oxford store, and you go in and it takes a photo. And then what it does is it creates your Lego set, which in essence is your face. And it takes 2 hours for it to process and put the Lego set together. And then they give you this Lego set that you take home and you build. And it's your picture of your face.
So brilliant.
It's, you know,
brilliant.
It's amazing.
That's brilliant, yes.
So when you think about where do they take it next, they're constantly innovating and they're not sitting back on the laurels. And there's a difference between being contented as a business versus being complacent. And because they are constantly asking that relevance question every single day, they're keeping the brand fresh, they're maintaining their agility, they're thinking about customers' needs and wants, and they're keeping that brand really fresh. So they've still got massive markets in terms of China, which is one of their biggest growth markets. They're really looking at the Lego theme parks that are emerging all over the world. That's a big growth area for them. And, of course, they are looking at the technology platform around the apps that they create so that they can take some of that learning and best practice from, you know, the traditional Lego that you've got and think about how that applies across the technology platforms as well.
So what other companies are like Lego? Who can you share with us some of the other companies that you write about that are paving the way, that are relevant, that are keeping up with it?
So I mean, there's a great example. I mean, everybody talks about Apple and, you know, Steve Jobs and the products that they create and how they maintain their competitive advantage, particularly after, you know, Steve Jobs passed away. So, you know, Apple are definitely up there from an IT perspective. But I don't think it's just the big businesses. It's the small businesses. So I gave that example of Metro Bank earlier. You know, a Metro Bank is a really interesting experience because it's all based around being disruptive in the marketplace and creating a customer experience. So when you go into a Metro Bank, if you wanted to open an account, they will go into the back and they will cut your store card or your banking card for you immediately so you can start trading on your account. There's no, you've got to fill in forms and wait 3 weeks for your card to come through and then you're phoning up trying to chase the PIN number. You can do it there and then.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that really is amazing.
It is, but they've just been disruptive because they're not mired in the history of, you know, systems that they're trying to crash together, or this old banking mentality. They base their model on a retail philosophy, which is they don't call them banks, they call them stores.
Wow.
So, you know, Metro Bank are breaking the forefront, and, you know, everybody questioned whether they will be profitable, and this year they've just broken into profitability and are really starting to scale up the business. So,
well,
I think every business leader, entrepreneur, has got the opportunity to be innovative.
We haven't even gotten into any of the things that I just realized what time it was. It just whipped right by, and we didn't even talk about some of the strategies in the book. Built to Grow is available right now, and will you come back?
Of course, 100%. I'd love to come back on the show and talk some more about Built to Grow and share some more ideas around, you know, some of the concepts in there that you...
What's the best website, Royston?
So, www.roystonguest.com, but also if people want to find me, they can find me through Facebook and through LinkedIn, where there's two groups
awesome.
Built to Grow. And
we got to run. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. Stay tuned.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today.
We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, right here on Biz Talk Radio. And do check out the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook and like me. Janice Hall is our next guest. She's president and founder of Natural Network International, NNI, and she's been guiding companies and organizations with market intelligence and forecasting and development and brand building since 1991 in the areas of health and wellness. And Janice is a longtime friend, and we both just returned from the 37th Annual Natural Products Expo West. And my goodness, Janice, did you ever think when you got into this natural products arena and you worked for New Hope, did you ever think that this would be such a huge, huge conference?
Well, Frankie, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on. And yes, I have liked you on Facebook, and I like every part of you and who you are and what you stand for. And yeah, I worked for New Hope Network in the early days when we built this trade show around a oak dining room table in New Hope, Pennsylvania, with architectural drawing paper and pencils with erasers and whiteout. And now the booths are these touch screen, when you go to pick out a booth in one of the rooms, it's all computerized, huge touch screens to see the floor show plans. There were, I think, 9,000 when I started and 35,000 when I left the company. This trade show was the largest ever. It was record-setting, more than 80,000 attendees, I think, from over, 35 or some countries.
Yeah.
And really, this has turned into not selling products. It's a lifestyle movement, and it's covered the world. And what's so fascinating is this little company, which was then bought by Penton Media, and this past November was sold for $1.56 billion. It's the major company in Penton, but it's only one of them. But it shows that this is a global trend. People are waking up. They want to think better, eat better, and make wiser choices.
It was, I found it to be overwhelming and daunting, and to be honest with you, to have 80,000 plus people in one location. And I missed bumping into some of the early day regulars that we used to see at the tent. This year, the organic tent on Thursday had a line. You couldn't even get into the tent. You had to wait in line this year. It just has grown
well,
so much.
Preface it, yeah, they've had to extend it extra days. You know, it starts on Wednesday. And to go to the story of how large this is and how broad this subject really is, it's more than just about foods or vitamins. And let me just start from the soil up, because that's been an important part of this conversation the past couple of years. Is, you know, the world has lost a third of its arable land due to erosion and pollution and climate change, with all of its changing weather patterns is impacting us as well, and we're losing our topsoil. And it takes around 500 years to just create 2.5 centimeters of topsoil. So the natural products industry has made a concerted effort to really educate from the ground up. And so the conversation this year around soil, soil quality, regenerative agriculture, which is a combination of practices that not only include organic, but it's much wider and broader than that. And this year, a few dedicated people in the industry created the very first definition for regenerative agriculture, very much like they did for organic agriculture. And it's being accepted globally. And so we had conversations about climate change. We had conversations for the first time about the food chain and how it's going to be impacted, particularly because these are a lot of small businesses, and I know this is a business station. And the big, large businesses, the Fortune 500, they're preparing for climate change. They're securing their crops for years to come. But small businesses have a lot of middlemen, so it's really difficult for them. And so there was a lot of education around how to protect your brand as weather hits in different parts of the world, migration of birds and bees, and the blooming of flowers and plants are all changing. So things don't go where they were. They don't grow where they were.
Yes.
Bugs
and
don't
we're seeing
fly where they were.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
absolutely.
Is really,
and we're seeing that. We're seeing that right now. They don't know what's going to happen with the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. D.C. this year, because of the fact that they had snow last week, and we're what's going to happen to the blooms?
Well, that's exactly it. We are overjoyed when we have an early spring in the middle of winter, but that impacts the whole cycle of nature for the following year, and we get more bugs. Things just aren't there when nature gets there. The birds migrate, and like I said, the bees and the plants and the climate that they flourish in isn't there when they get there. So that was really the groundswell around an understanding of the natural products industry's dedication and mission around educating soil quality, rebuilding the planet's soil again, so that the foods that we create don't just have nice ingredients in them, but they're healthy from the ground up. So that sort of leads us in the next couple minutes to talking about maybe the fun things that we saw at the show. And I saw a lot, and you probably did too, of plant-based nutrition. This is a really big emerging factor. It goes beyond vegan or vegetarian. It goes back to people understanding that we have to have more of a consideration, not only of how we grow our food, but we also recognize that plants provide us and can provide us so much more food than we ever thought of. So there were some of the most creative combinations. And things
oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah, actually, to go, there was a the winning fund. There was a funding campaign there, and the winning was a product was Love the Wild, which actually is a sustainable fish. But there is also on the other side, there's Sophie's Kitchen, which is a vegan seafood, and one that y'all should look out for by the Beyond Brands Dynamic Corporation, which I think is called The Good Catch, which is going to be a really dynamic vegan seafood that tastes just like everything that you never want to give up if you love seafood. The creativity on the non-meat products
and
goes.
Did you happen to taste? Did you happen to taste Beyond Meats? I think it's called Beyond Meat.
Yeah, Beyond Meat. That was fabulous. But the
flavor hamburger,
profiles of the vegetarian.
Their hamburger tasted just like a real grilled hamburger. I've been, you know, vegetarian for years, but it was one of the best tasting. It's nothing like a veggie burger. Nothing. It's in its own category. Well, we will have you back.
Okay. That,
we will have you back talking
quickly.
About this.
Okay.
We're out of time, but we will have you back talking more about this because
look for the great flavor profiles in plant-based foods.
We will, and we will be seeing them because that was really big. Beets and pea protein and chickpeas and all of that. Thank
hemp,
you so
hemp,
much.
Hemp. Big hemp.
Yeah, and hemp. Janice Hall, president and founder.
Hemp campaign.
Yes, Janice Hall, president and founder of Natural Networks International. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, we were just talking with Janice Hall about the Natural Products Expo West. And we all know that, you know, making a protein shake in the morning, it's something that I have been doing for years and years and years. But what if we took the most amazing ingredients, put them all together in this shake, and could give you an opportunity to feed your brain in a way that it's never been fed before? That's exactly what Peak Health is doing. Joining us today is a true pioneer in the natural products arena. She's worked with the greats of the great Tony Robbins to Dr. Barry Sears. None other than Dr. Stacy Bell. She is the Chief Scientific Officer of Peak Health, and she's with us today. And our nutrition, or lack of, really does affect our brain health. And what a pleasure. Welcome to the program, Dr. Bell.
Well, it's so nice to be talking to you again, Frankie. I've known you for ages, and you are the pioneer in the field for presenting all these speakers on your radio show. I'm really thrilled to be here and appreciate all you've done for us in the industry.
Well, back at you. So one of the things that, you know, I was flipping through last night the dial, and I came across Dr. Amen talking about Alzheimer's and how it's really robbing us of our vitality and, you know, what are we going to do about it? It's going to cost us, you know, so much money as a country, our health care. You have some solutions, so do share with us, because for me, putting a shake together that has 118 ingredients?
19, but we're splitting here, the chocolate one. Yes. You know, look, Dr. Amen is right, and every 66 seconds, someone develops dementia or Alzheimer's in this country, and it's going to go to 33 seconds by 2050. So there's a problem. We can't afford to care for all these people because Alzheimer's is chronic, and you don't die of it right away, but you become dependent on others for your care. And there's no drugs. Nothing works. So what do you do about it? And we've assembled nutrients that have been shown in clinical studies to help control the brain so you can preserve your memory. And, you know, the brain falls apart in different ways. Some of it shrinks, so you have to have nutrients that slow the shrinking rate. Some of it, you just lose your memory and focus. So we put other nutrients in there to preserve that. But overarching to all of that, if you don't feed your body, you're not going to get any of the benefits of these compounds. So we put it in a shake with real food, just like what you said, you take a shake every morning. Why not take a shake that's just targeted for your brain and still get all the goodies that you already get in your existing shakes?
Plus, you write about the stress factors and how it really does affect dementia and brain health, because right now we're all under attack. You know, it's we're being bombarded every single day. Last week, it was the most incredible challenge leaving Expo West, which was so fabulous, getting home, get to the airport, the flight was canceled, go back to the airport, the flight was canceled, finally get on the flight, have to be rerouted to Providence. You know, I mean, you talk about stress. This is what we do every single day. We're fighting the battle every single day.
Right. Exactly right. It's not helpful for your brain and your body and all sorts of other things. But let me add two other factors on. While you were struggling around, you were probably breathing polluted air, which also wreaks havoc with your brain cells.
Yeah.
You probably weren't eating well because you weren't home in your nice kitchen.
Right, exactly.
Preparing all your healthy food.
That's
right. Triple whammy with all this and your poor little brain cells, and they don't regenerate. You know, you want to preserve the ones you got, like other stuff,
right.
Liver tissue will grow back, but not this stuff. So you got to hang on to every little cell that you got and give it everything it needs every day.
So will this, for healthy people, help with the keeping telomeres, the telomere length? Any information on that?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, because those telomeres shorten, and when they get too short, you know, you're close to your death state, and it's a predictor of your age. We have not looked at that. It is provocative. What we are going to look at, you know, all the nutrients have already been studied clinically, but we're going to take the brain shake and then do a clinical study in Boston at one of the big medical centers, looking at the brain inside the brain using a fancy test called a functional MRI. And it turns out your memory and your focus and concentration part of your brain will light up if you're fed a diet that is supporting that. It gives more oxygen and more energy to parts of the brain. We're going to test that with a brain shake. Telomeres can come second. We just want to show that people are going to get immediate benefit from taking a shake every day.
Since I know you personally, I know that you wouldn't provide a product that doesn't taste terrific. So tell me about the flavors.
So
let's get down to the real conversation. Tell me
exactly
about the flavors.
Come on. You know I'm a dietitian, too. We love this.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So it's interesting you ask. We have two flavors for the brain shake, chocolate and coffee. And everybody says, well, why don't you do strawberry and vanilla? Turns out that the chefs and the flavor experts at Peak Health spend a lot of time with different flavors. You gotta make it taste good. I'm absolutely with you. These two flavors came out above everything else in terms
yes.
of what makes the nutrients. You know, this thing's chocked with, you know, 119 nutrients in the chocolate and 113 in the coffee. You're cramming a lot in there. And if no one takes it, we're not helping anybody. So we're trying to make the best flavors. And it will get you. I didn't realize you didn't have any. We'll get you some so you can taste each flavor and see how you like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But I have to, I have to say, Dr. Bell, that you're absolutely right about the taste, because there are many people, and a lot of the flavors at Expo this year were coffee and chocolate. So I'm not surprised that you chose those two flavors, because when you went around the booths tasting, that was big. That was big. And you know, protein shakes are easy. And the reason why they're so big right now is people like you and me that do not have time, unfortunately. My morning was insane today, and I had no time to make a breakfast. Absolutely no time whatsoever to stop what I was doing and the phone calls to make a breakfast. But I have a Vitamix. I could throw together a shake and drink it while I'm doing my phone calls and my work. And that, to me, is a no-brainer, because we're getting our nutrients. It's better than filling our bodies with carbs, which we know have deleterious effects to our health over the long term. We know that bagel, as much as you may like it, every single day is not a good choice. That muffin is not a good choice. That those fast food to-goes are not the best choice. But a protein shake that is filled with nutrients, it's going to keep me satisfied and keep my brain healthy, it's a no-brainer. No pun intended.
You're our spokesperson. You got it exactly right. And I guarantee you, you could not assemble a breakfast if you had all morning that provided all the nutrients that we have in this thing. It will be impossible. some of the brain-specific compounds like alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine aren't
even
in food, but they're needed for the brain.
And yeah.
But just to assemble, you know, the vitamin B12 and folate and phosphorus and magnesium and all that other stuff you need, you can't do it. And, you know, I spent 40 years being a dietitian, and I went off to try to make the perfect breakfast, and it ends up being so calorically dense, like 1,000 calories rather than, you know, the 400 or 500 that you should have at breakfast. It's insanity, and it takes too much time. So you got it right. These shakes are the right way to deliver breakfast in a busy population.
And when they taste good, and I know you wouldn't put anything out that didn't taste good, because I know you and I know the work and the research that you do, has to taste good, has to be portable. And I know that, are you working on bars as well right now?
Absolutely, the little brain bars in working on it. You know, as I said, nothing's easy when you cram this much into stuff. And I don't even cook. I don't cook that well, so I just marvel at how they can assemble nutrients to get everything together.
Listen, we need to have you back. Thebrainshake.com or peakhealth.co, is that right?
Peakhealth.shop.
Peakhealth.shop. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. What a pleasure, Dr. Stacy Bell. Come back again.
I'd love to. Thank you, Frankie. Nice talking to you. Okay.
Bye. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio. And do like me on the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. So we should have our...
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and what an honor and a pleasure to have the longest-serving chief of the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau with us today, Chief Charles help me out here, Charles.
Charles Campisi.
Campisi, thank you. His new book, Blue on Blue, an insider's story of good cop catching bad cops, and I can't imagine, Chief, what you went through, and tell us a little bit about why you felt the need to write this book.
Well, for the longest time, and I did spend 21 years in the Internal Affairs Bureau, 17 and a half as the Chief of Internal Affairs, part of a 41-year police career. But throughout my time, I noticed that the image of the internal affairs investigator was very different than the reality. And if you look at the media, the television shows, the movies, even how it's portrayed in the newspapers, you kind of get the impression that the internal affairs investigators are people who are just trying to hurt good cops. They're trying to prevent good cops from doing their job. And nothing can be further from the truth.
You know, right now, this is a very difficult time for police in this country. And
yes, it is. I would agree.
Yeah, it really is. And unfortunately, you have a few bad cops, but you have a few bad of anything in any profession at any given time, as you know, Chief.
Yes. Well, we figured that in an agency as big as the NYPD, where we have about 50,000 employees, we're going to have people who are going to be bad, people who perhaps got by our very vigorous vetting process. They got by, and maybe we shouldn't have hired them in the first place, but we did. And those numbers are so small, but when you're dealing with 50,000 people, those numbers can be pretty high. And all I want to be the first to say that the overwhelming majority of police officers, not only in the NYPD, but throughout the country, honest, dedicated, hardworking men and women who do a very difficult job. But that small number, that small percentage, they're the ones who are going to steal the headlines away from all the good cops.
Right. So Blue on Blue reveals what motivates good cops, who you found to be the majority of the force during your 41-year career.
Well, what it does, what we did is we took those cases, some of them very horrendous cases, and we showed how the Internal Affairs Bureau goes about conducting these investigations. Now, some of the cases we worked on the torture of Mr. Abner Louima. We worked on the killing of an innocent man by police officers who fired 41 shots at him. And we talk about what went into the investigation and how we came to some conclusions. We talked about the cannibal cop and the things that he did and said that was headlines for weeks on end about this cannibal cop, so to speak. So the book is a series of stories, all true, that illustrate the certain points that we wanted to make on how difficult it is sometimes to investigate cops and the fact that you need dedicated people to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your career, what makes your story so extraordinary is that as you have been so highly decorated in the NYPD, you've worked really hard. I mean, you graduated from the FBI's National Academy, Columbia University's Police Management Institute, right here, Harvard JFK School of Government. You know, you have the credentials behind what you did. And, you know, in the 21 years that you did this job, what were the nights that kept you up? What were the stories that kept you up most nights?
Well, what we had is, especially coming near the end, we were very concerned about being infiltrated, that somebody had joined the NYPD for all the wrong reasons, to get close to important people, get close to elected officials, to be able to do from within what people have never been able to do from without. And that kept me up at night. We were very concerned about who we were hiring. We tried to strengthen our hiring practices with the knowledge that we need a diversity of people in the NYPD. We're convinced diversity is our strength, and we went out to look for and recruit those people who had special talents and abilities, people who spoke different languages, people who came from diverse cultures, to make us better, to make us stronger. And in that process, we wanted to make sure that we were being extra vigilant in our hiring processes.
Right. Would you say, if I asked you, would you want to do it all over again, would you choose this profession today, now that you look back all these years?
Well, I spent the first 20 years of my career as a patrol officer in a variety of ranks, and I loved every day of it. And when I went to the Internal Affairs Bureau, I wasn't there as a volunteer. I was selected to be there because we changed the process of getting into Internal Affairs. You can't volunteer to be in Internal Affairs in the NYPD. You're selected. And I had such an interesting experience. I did things I would never be able to do anyplace else. So the short answer is yes, I would do it all over again. I would hope to bring this knowledge and these experiences with me to do it all over again, to make sure that I did it better than I did the first time.
That's a great answer. That's a really great answer. For someone listening, what's it like being a cop today, going into the field?
Well, it's a very difficult profession because right now cops are under fire. You're going to be second-guessed. You're going to be given very short periods of time to make life-threatening decisions. And every action you have will be questioned and second-guessed along the way. What we're doing now, and I think it's a very good thing because it's going to help many more cops than it hurts, is the body cameras that officers are starting to wear. Because in most instances, the officers are acting in good faith. They're acting based on their training and their knowledge and the experiences that they have. However, no one knows of it. But when you have these body cameras. And I think it's going to help many more officers than it's going to ever hurt.
I think you're right on, Chief. I think you're right on. Blue on Blue, an insider's story of good cops catching bad cops. And what's the best website, Charles, for people to find out more about you and the book, please?
Well, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble's. And the book is available in all the brick-and-mortar bookstores where people would normally shop for books. So it's readily available.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for BizTalk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.